This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Working Class Podcast, sponsored by
Boutique Infinity Tanning Salon at the top of the White Rock Road.
And we have on today as a guest, we have the Belfast Grey Man of Kobe B, and a special guest. I will not say who it is yet before we get into it. But I hope you enjoy the show, folks, and keep her lit. I'm in a room where rap greatness here, and I feel like I'm the...
He's the only man that doesn't rap in the room.
Yeah, he's rapping soon.
I feel like I'm in the elephant room. Try and go on that slice, take over this one.
Well, I'll start us off today. Very special guest, the man, the myth, the legend, Coley B, Lurgan's finest in the fucking house.
Yeah. Coley B, Lurgan's finest.
And also a special guest, a familiar face that's been in the podcast before, my homie, Belfast Grey Man. Shankle's finest.
The man.
We've also, behind the scenes.
A special guest.
Introduce yourself behind the camera. Go ahead, church him.
Connor Burns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's coming for
Shane.
This is our mediator today.
Burnley, keep an eye on the cameras.
Burnley's in charge of our podcast today.
People aren't going to believe it's him.
We've left Burnley in charge.
Burnley's going to come on for a wee minute at the end, aren't he?
What are you saying? Are we all good? Go ahead, sit. Give us the go ahead. Say 1, 2, 3 action.
1, 2, 3 action.
Right, go ahead. So what's happening, big son? Good to see you in Belfast. I heard you're Lurgan's finest.
I am indeed, yes. I am Coley B, Lurgan rap artist. Been at this shit all my adult life, and it's my
take
thing.
Taking off, mate.
Taking off.
Have you seen you in hotbox?
Yeah. That video went pretty near enough viral, like, to be honest with you.
What was that there?
The kind of behind the scenes one, that was my the actual.
Was Young Spencer?
No, it wasn't. No, Young Spencer.
It was just you.
It was just me in the studio behind the scenes.
Getting a better recognition finally that you deserve. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Finally. The hard work pays off, bro.
It really does.
Because I can remember even before I had ever put out a rap or even tried.
He's been about the whole time.
Sean Paul, SP3 the word, showed me. He was the one that introduced me to you. We were all camping in Donegal, and we were sticking a few tunes on, and me and Sean Paul would always listen to Irish rap or just people from our country kind of rapping, you know what I mean? So SP introduced me to you, and I was going, fuck, it opened up my eyes. It's not just people in Belfast or Dublin, it's everywhere that's rapping, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's everywhere. It's become everybody in every town and city's kind of getting involved, and it's absolutely fantastic. It doesn't matter where you're from. Belfast, Derry, Lurgan, Armagh, wherever, you know what I mean?
All come together.
It's great, it's
music,
fantastic.
Music unites
the
people.
Slice, 100%.
Yeah, 100%.
What band do you start rapping?
Always been a fan of the music from when I was young. And then when I got to about 16, I started writing and writing, but I never put out any. I wrote for years.
Yeah.
And then when
like
I got to...
Everyone's like at the start. Oh, yeah.
Similar to myself. Like, we'd always wrote,
you had
like,
me funny ones for the parties,
phone,
no?
Or when I came to actually, I would have never had the balls to put one out,
you know what I mean?
And this came back, whereas you had the balls to put one out years and years ago. Do you know what I mean?
That's all it takes. It takes that one step.
I have, yeah.
So just to put it out there. Well,
Kobe, so, like,
real name, Colin.
Yeah, Colin Burns.
Here, so...
Are you Burnsies in here?
Yeah. Colin Burns. Fuck, I'm a go here.
Yeah. We're Burnsies here are in are the house. We're outnumbered, boys. I'm outnumbered.
We need to start like a wee group here. Yeah. Fuck, we're for dinner and all. Well, we're all cousins, aren't you? The Burns' brunch, and we all go out and have lunch every day.
The Burns family.
The Burns' crime family.
Mr. Burns' brunch.
We'll start that YouTube channel. We'll go around a different restaurant every day, and we'll have brunch, and we'll rate the food. Me, you, and him.
Even though I'm not a Burns, I'll wrap up maybe once just for a wee. What's happening?
Anyway,
maybe you'll be adopted Burns.
See, obviously, being a rapper from
Lurgan.
Yes, but... Who do you think is leading the way in the North / Northern Ireland in the rap scene?
I mean, there's so many people out nowadays. I never ever thought that the rap scene in the North of Ireland / Northern Ireland would ever get to this stage. No. When I first started back in 2010 or 2009, back when I started, like, and
that's way back, like.
And then
that's first year, and
that's when
I mean?
Done my first wee funny one,
a good her name,
feel rap.
And then things like Fifth Element come up.
Oh,
and
shout out to Fifth Element, legends.
Who's that?
They helped me do my
bachelor's, and then
Staz as well.
The lecture shows, and then there was the 4-4 shows where John Sue and all. That's the first time I met people like Steve Locke and people like that there.
Yeah.
I remember watching them guys rapping and just being mesmerised by how good
Steve
they were.
Locke. Oh, I shared it to Steve
Locke. Any local artists hit the stage, or you,
we've came after Cody B, bro.
Yeah, are you not just fucking able slicing the Belfast Grime off here? I not roll smoke up roll of the
better
ones,
there's
a lot of shit out there.
I'm talking about when
you started,
when I first started way back years ago.
So, but what do you think of these boys here? Do you think they're leading the way,
the
lads?
Yeah, it's be them ones and probably Young Spencer, to be honest with you. Yeah,
appreciate you, brother. Did hear vice versa, likewise, you know what I mean?
I've always thought you had very good punchlines.
We mentioned a guy from Lurgan who was here, James Conway, getting the tattoo artist, and I asked him to. Because he was from Lurgan, I said, you know any Lurgan rappers? You know Cully Bean? He goes, oh, aye. So you're well known in Lurgan. Like.
I'm pretty well known about the town. Like,
would people like stop you for pictures now?
Yeah, I get that off. I get that quite often.
Do you do a bit of riding down Lurgan? No, not really, to be honest with you.
Nah, you don't want to do them in your own country
and your bits
or your
separate
own city. Sorry, you know what I mean? I wouldn't.
You'll end up like him. He does that there. What
celibacy? I done a year of celibacy.
Do you know what that is?
Yeah.
I don't think you actually meant to put.
Listen, a year of celibacy, no sex, no
his
nothing.
Like,
didn't even we girls were taxing me. We wasn't even taxing them back. So here,
that's what you need.
That's the only time.
Right, that's good. Mate, if
Pamela,
if that's good for your head, that's what it is. It's each their own, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's a duty? What's a good thing?
I know, like, what benefits does
keep
that
you younger?
Like,
priests do
you're
it for
not
the whole
giving life. Their life force out?
Some priests
do. My energy's
some
man.
Priests do it, some priests fucking don't
do
it.
That's why I said.
So, mate, yeah. I have a couple of lyrics that you've sung on a song, and I want you to explain where they came from, right?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to say here?
Yeah, I think so, maybe.
Because I had the football frame. I went back in time to give phone technology to James Connolly.
Mobile phone technology to James Connolly.
Let us hear him in the mic, go ahead.
I want to travel back in time to give mobile phone technology to James Connolly.
Right.
What's the punchline meaning?
Who is James Connolly, for anyone that doesn't know? And what's the crack with the phones?
Famous Irish revolutionary, Irish patriot. Member of the Irish Republican Brotherhood. Back in 1916, Easter Rising.
And what's the crack with the phones?
Well, have you ever watched Back to the Future.
I've never watched it.
Marty McFly.
Yeah, that's that film, and that's how I kind of come up with the lyric.
Why do you want to give him phones? Technology, that's like, what's the point?
So he can contact his comrades down in the north. And like,
I mean, you're sitting next to Graham Adams, you're sitting next to a pro. He's from Shankill. He's assumed we were 15. He's a front bricks at me, so he was.
Times have changed. There's a statue of James Connolly, but on the Falls Road.
I just had to get the lyrics into the podcast because they're good lyrics.
Thank you.
See the thing that there can be a load of people that's rapping the same, with the same flow, saying the same things, with this, like, and they're never going to really get recognition. What's different about you is them type of lyrics, your accent, and whatever way your delivery is. So people are going to be attracted to you because you're authentic, whereas there's other people are all trying to sound the same. Do you know what I mean?
I try to think outside the box.
But you do have, like, a husky voice.
Yeah.
Like it's a wee bit like Young Spencer, or it's like a different.
Yeah.
Like a wee bit of like a husky in there.
Yeah.
Like a DMX, Lurgan DMX. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. It is deep, like.
DMX.
How old are you?
Lurgan DMX.
Yeah, I turned 30 there in October.
Oh, younger than me, mate.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. Fuck.
What age are you, Gavin?
I have 31 in May. Burnsy, what age are you?
39, coming February.
When's your birthday?
12.
Don't look at the real thing, well, man.
So, see, when you came in, were you starstruck?
I was, yeah. When I was coming up on the train, as I said, I went onto the live and I thought, oh, Connor Burns and Grindman are here. Like, are they doing the same show as me? Are they doing separate ones? I didn't think it would all be a collective if it's all together.
I don't know what I thought. I said, we're going to get you up, we're going to do a rap show.
It's good.
Burnsy was texting me, fucking up on the pints, and I was like, you know what, Burnsy, you can, because we bring Burnsy everywhere. So
Burnsy was at the show. He was at our show the other week.
Burnsy's
our security guard.
Remember?
There was people all coming up this date. He's going, get back.
Cap me sweet.
Burnsy's got his SAA license.
No. I was only present in Sloanglick. He says, anyone fucks you about in here.
Oh, you were safe.
Burnsy, did anyone? Was there anyone trying to fuck him about?
I think sectarianism.
They were at the start until...
They were at the start and then next Monday I push them all back.
Good see, once Burnsy fucking spoke.
Because they're not out near the rails with the stages. Because see, there's COVID still about. Everybody needs to be...
COVID?
Aye, 6 feet.
There's new
or 6 meters, sorry, is it? 2 meters.
Burns out COVID's way years.
No, see COVID-25.
Do you believe in
there's
COVID?
There's a new hang, new flu in there. I heard that.
I had it.
What do you think?
Sneezed it out the next day.
I don't believe in it.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
Do you believe in COVID?
It's great. Yeah, to get a few sick days out of work, like.
100%. What do you call it?
And they can't sack you. And they have to pay you.
Are you
on the furlough?
Where do you work? So you're doing rapping on the side?
Sort of, yeah. Well, I don't consider it a hobby to me. Fishing and golf are hobbies. Rap's a passion. Rap's, yeah, different. Like, it's different gravy.
Would you rate, like, just what's your rating process?
Keep
like, obviously, every single artist or every creative person is different. So, like, the way Greyman might rate is be different the way I would rate. You might rate a bit different. So, like,
yeah, I would split the way I would, up in sentences.
Like, for example, I would just come up with something that rhymes or, like, a sentence, and then I would try and maybe build off it, and then the next day maybe come up with like 4 bars. But if I do that every single day, you've got all sorts of bars there, and then you can just sort of piece them together.
That would be the way I would do it. Yeah,
it's good to have like
come up with an idea. I've come up with an idea.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
Now, what do you think of Cavi 4X?
I actually like him. He seems like a genuine fella to me. I don't know.
You like him?
Yeah.
Burnsy?
Burnsy,
what do you think of him?
He's mad at times, but the wee lad needs to keep his mouth shut at times.
Couldn't agree more with you, Burnsy, mate.
He's a fucking goat, don't
he? Yeah.
That's one of my best mates.
I know, but he needs to keep his mouth
shut. That's one of my best mates.
Right, that's all right. We'll leave it at
that's
that.
One of my best mates, right?
I know they're clashing like
he won't here.
They're clashing like fuck.
Offered him to Charlie Boxmate to sort it out. He
I'm stuck
it.
In the middle here, Burnsy.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday.
That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Knock on the head.
Knock on the head. Move on.
Right.
I've moved on. I've moved on, Burns.
You need to tell him that.
I know.
I'm going to speak to him after this, right? But see, the thing is, I ain't getting the money and I ain't getting the order, and I'm stuck in the middle of it. I'm only joking.
Here, go away. See people down in Oregon, right?
Yeah.
You ask people from Oregon who they all know.
Oh, well.
Is this celebrity Belfast?
Oh, well.
Belfast, grandma.
Oh, well, oh, well.
I'll go, Conor Burns.
Yeah.
Belfast. I'm me, Burnsy.
I know, but they always...
Who's the Burns? How long are we second? If you're in Lurgan and he's in Lurgan at the same time, who's the real Burns in Lurgan if you're a celebrity and he's a celebrity? Only him.
So here, see, in Lurgan, is the rap scene big, or is there just a couple of us breaking free?
Yeah, it'd be a couple of us breaking free. I mean, it wouldn't be anywhere near as Belfast. It would be up here. Like, yeah, Belfast is the place to be. It's where
I think that's why you get a load of people coming up to Belfast.
When I first started doing it, barely knew anyone doing it at all in Belfast, and then see, once I started posting it, more people started adding me on Facebook who was doing the same thing as me, and then I started to know the scene.
You gravitate towards it.
Like, it just fucking blew right up. Like,
I think
when we started to all do all the wee pumpers is when it's really elevated. Like, I done that Hello Wee Darling. I think that's the first one I... tunes over here. It was on a trance tune. I think it's just elevated, all the dance music. I think it's good to do it on the dance music. Okay. Would you ever do it on a bass beat?
Do you not like Virgin on
one? I
tried.
You done a bass line beat?
I did it. From my first hot box session, back in the old studio a couple of years ago.
So, do you freestyle?
No freestyle. Yeah.
You could?
Yeah, I'll give it a go. Like,
would you prefer a beat on or a beat off?
Yeah. Like a pull, or do you want a beat?
Pull a beat on for
a beat off.
Fucking
can I ask you a question, Coley?
Yeah.
Recording wise, obviously, we've all recorded in the hot box, like, do you know what I mean? But when you first started recording, was it just like in an edge, like your own sort of setup in the house? Or?
No, first time I recorded was off at Fifth Element when they did it near the park in Ormore Road.
Yes, that's where I recorded and joyced out. Yeah. Daz helped me record that. Big shout out to Daz, Fifth Element, all legends. They're the foundation, I think, of this. See the whole country of everyone, because
he does.
I feel like everyone's been there, started off there. Yeah. And they've taught us a lot of lessons.
Yeah.
And like kinda not like schooled you, but sort of showed you what kind of direction to go down
to
and
give us pointers
and tips and help. So and they don't have to do that, you know what I mean? So fair play to them. Big shout out.
It's Charlie from
Yeah,
but they moved the building in the summer.
Exchange
Street or something that you call it.
Oh, have you been to the new one? No.
No, not yet, no.
I must get down too.
I don't meet her. John, is that us ready? Don't feel like you have to.
No,
if you slip up, we can delete it.
Yeah.
Because, listen, this is not a no. This is a no pressure podcast.
It
doesn't have to be off a tattoo. Just the wall bars.
You can go in and then you can go in to your out there if you want.
And you.
I'm the host here.
I've already freestyled today.
Yeah, no,
I'll do one out there. But this is Coley B's show, no?
Yes.
What about from the guy? So just whenever you want.
Yo, I'm a lyrical insaniac. I'm a rap brainiac, hip hop maniac. Yo, I'm too slick. Treat this rap game like a socialist republic. I never sub it. Yeah, the ladies, they love it. I'd love to travel back in time and give mobile phone technology to James Connolly. You see, that way we can win our independence and set free our descendants. I don't mean trying to offend, but yeah, keep it independent. You know me, real rap OC, Cody B, all eyes on me. I'm a cryptic composer, true Irish soldier. Yo, I turn the ears of non-believers into phone receivers, cause my lyrics are sharp like meat cleavers. Yeah, from Loch Ness down to the border, my raps cause disorder. I'm the designer, I got raps from here to China. My modern day rapper like Jim Lena. Yo, I'm Lurgan's finest, they can't deny this. Yo, I'm checking the list, yo, I'm Lurgan's finest.
Lurgan's finest, Lurgan's. Fergie, what the heck, yeah?
Brilliant.
Unreal. Because you do that.
He's good.
Do you want to go?
No.
I was taking me. I was leaving. Yeah, fair play, mate.
Yeah, that was good instrumental, John. Well done.
You should do that there on that beat.
Do you know what? That sounds better.
Yeah.
That went very well on that beat.
Yeah, probably.
Let me just let everyone know, just the way YouTube works, if we're using that instrumental, they're going to
copyright us,
and we can't upload. If he can work something out, you'll hear it. Yeah. So if it was a freestyle,
yeah.
Till what was that?
P.I.M.P. 50 Cent absolutely murdered him.
That beat before it, didn't he?
I've rapped him fucking everything.
Yeah. No, I bet. I can't remember you doing. A video to that.
What studio do you go to?
Hotbox,
just
hotbox,
sit
on the shankle. Yeah,
on the shankle, man. On the shankle. But it's not. See, because it's coming out the ad and into this. I think we might be alright.
Any money that it makes will send to that perfect
place. Yeah. Are they still all recording and all?
Which is right, like, yeah. It's their song.
Does anyone know where my phone is?
Not 1 a.m. once, Liam, you've lost your phone.
Fuck, that's a great tune, but mate, it needs to be free.
Free for profit.
Free for profit.
Listen, we'll gamble with it. If it doesn't work, we'll cut it out. You don't have to do it again. They're going to do something anyway shortly.
Okay. Donald Pumper.
You're in for
a treat. I can't remember it.
Yeah.
I remember your bars. I keep these.
Sober. I remember them too.
I'll do a wee practice run.
So here, what are you? Who do you think's the next? Who do you think is the next big dog coming out rap ways?
Well,
so there's been Young Spencer's been Kneecap. Who's the next one?
It's a tough question. Like, there's so many people that have so much talent, but like when it comes to like doing shows and stuff and getting gigs, these two guys here seem to be the ones that are getting all the gigs and the appearances. I mean, I was gonna go down to that one you've done in the
Laurie's bar,
no, the bonfire down in Lorne. But I've never been to Lorne in my life, yeah. So I haven't.
It's the same. I have never been until that day.
Let me tell you something about that day. See, when I got there, one of my mates from down there was like, "Do you meet Liam here?" He says, "Nah, I'm only up my phone now, he's only halfway here." He says, "Fuck, some wee man's on the bow out there in a Celtic top." People were already wearing Celtic tops, like, no, that was, yeah. It was sweet, like.
And my mate, who's, his dad actually lives in Lurgan, and he's full Gaelgore, like, he's not about any of that type of shit, and he was down at it, and I was in the crowd, and I went, "Shout out to my mate, Daz." He was just stopping.
I might have been the same way myself, like, you know what I mean?
That was a moment in history, big son.
I've
not noticed there's a lot of people like following in the footsteps yet. Now, great man. Like,
yeah.
So what's the crack? Where the next bonfire?
I actually have to speak to you about something.
Is there no
interest? No, can't say on here, but it's big.
Can't say too much. Every week there's big news coming from this end, guys.
We need to try and reverse it and do it in the field, because it's...
Me and him said, right, our original plan last year was, we'll do the bonfire, we'll do the field, we'll both do it at the Garb, and that's both different communities, but still waiting on the field.
Listen, it's still already crazy.
There's been a couple of
bonfires.
There's a couple of bonfires that's already been on to me from fucking 2 days after we've done Craigie Hill.
Yeah.
They were already trying to book us for this year.
I feel like the next step is to get on the field tonight.
Well,
we've done the bonfire. Get on the field.
Get you on the stage, Gavin.
Do a podcast.
Yeah.
Do a podcast, a Craigie Hill bonfire.
Here,
lads, don't be lighting it. Fuck's sake.
They would put the wood. They would get the wood.
And my crates.
Fergie, see if we do it on top of the bonfire, were you going to be on the guest?
No.
That's right. That's right.
They
put his face on the bonfire.
Well, seriously. I wasn't Craigie Hill, but Craigie Hill don't put no flags on the bonfire, mate.
Did they
not?
Nope. Not nice.
Here, but it's not nice what they've done. But if there's any...
I don't think it was a Lorne. I don't think it was Lorne.
What have been one of the fucking more...
That's better. Like,
I was going to put a Peter Carr on the top of it.
Why would they put that damn put them up on your wall? I'll help you put them on.
I'll help you put a Peter Carr up
me and them and fucking literally fucking get the jackals and they'll start
shooting. Pump up the wheels.
But can't we put Burnsy on it?
No.
That's fucking that on.
No, that's terrible. That wasn't Lauren, like.
There's people that are actually professional. I still don't believe it. This is professional bonfire builders.
It says it on the news. You see that?
That's your job. You're a professional. What do you do?
What's your occupation?
See the people who build that? They're actually like qualified engineers.
I can hammer nails into a pallet.
What, 250
feet
in
the air? What's this highlight in person?
It's not like it takes any sort of fucking Empire State.
I was thinking I was going to end up on the top of when he first went in. I was freaking out. As soon as I set my jacket down, I was like, have I made the right choice here?
Into the lens.
If you give me a couple of nails and a hammer, I will. I'm telling you, I put tombs and everything in them.
Damn's good, like, I will put a pass in, like.
See if he wants something done, he gets it done. That's one thing I will say. See people that say they're professional bonfire builders. See to the brew, I can guarantee you right now, they're fucking jobless. There's no way that they that's a job.
Bruce still working away, mate. Oh, I'm still building the fucking bonfire. So, yeah.
Still putting the pallets up.
Just cracking pallets here as well.
He was in Man About Dog and all as well. That boy.
That's him, he's a legend.
Man About Help.
So any bonfire builders out there, don't be cutting that. We're only having the laugh.
The brew's on. You're fucked.
Give us a shout if he's one of us on stage.
Have you any new tunes on in the works?
One or two, like, but they're just in the writing stage at the minute. Like,
When you go into a town or Belfast City Centre, are you starting to be more recognised and stuff like that there?
I'm known by people in the scene, I guess. Like
mate, there's loads of people know you. People that's not in the scene say about you, like.
See if people are hating on you, mate. Haters.
We all get them.
There's a lot more people know you than just the amount of followers you have.
Kevy says that you need haters, and I think he's kind of right.
I said the end too. They should write me a rap.
I wrote a comedy sketch, like Wee Goose, and I
would do something like that. If they wrote, and it was good comedy bars, had a good instrumental, like MC Beezer, I would do something like that for a laugh, he did write a bit, I would do something like that, it's in the works,
but we don't like to rush greatness. Take your time. You want to be as
When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card, the Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Funny and as good as
possible. You want to be recognized. You want to be.
Yeah.
That Burnsy
speaking with. You want to be well known and.
Burnsy.
Getting up.
Yeah, Burnsy. Are you getting pictures took?
Always.
Aye.
Want to see him on TikTok now? It was like your name, Burnsy. On TikTok.
I see 100 people.
300 people all just looking.
See in that group chat.
That's insane.
See in the group chat. Hey, lads. You should be able to do a wee tune now.
Alright, we'll do a tune.
Well, can you forward it to John?
Can you remember your bar's name?
Young Irish Drink, Old English, well known up. Because you're my mate.
Do you want to hear, they have a song.
You heard it in the Sloans. You heard it in the Sloans.
I want to play it.
He was standing beside SP, and then you were standing right here.
Alright, and we were at this one, yeah.
Come over and tell. Introduce them to the song.
Will you say it in the camera?
Just lean over.
Just look in the SV camera and say it.
My name's Conrad Burns, okay? You all know me from TikTok and Facebook. So, you all know Nambo Slice. You know Gavin Burns. You know Glenman from Mashagal Road. And then we have a very special guest up today from Lurgan.
What's his name?
We could be Lee.
Get in.
So, he's more than welcome at any time up to Belfast. Anybody from Lurgan is on Facebook or TikTok.
Donald Pumper.
From Belfast Glenman. Nambo Slice. SP. The big guy.
No, Bishop Paul's not in it.
He's in.
Yes, get his page up.
So, everybody, Lurgan, get us up and running.
100%.
Get me Kobe Lee songs up and running. Shane Todd, you know why I'm coming for you, son, on the 15th of February. You're not going to save your life.
First round.
KO.
Do you want to be all good?
Show your arms.
Fuck me.
Get the big Belfast Glenman and Nambo Slice, the Donald Pumper.
Here we fucking go.
Let's go.
It's been a way of coming, son.
Show your food support online. Here we go.
Said, guess who's back in the MIC? We're spitting sick concerning praises. Got flows in the back, spit heat when I rap. Dropping bombs like aces. Still one of the kind in the scene, no, I'm not gonna stop. No comp and snake this. With a comp to the scene on the MIC that no comp can reign with. For the color of the rhythm when I rap on a beat. I better be the face name. I'm the big deck winner. MC spinner. Scooter bird, get her on a face time. When I stand in a booth, no, I don't read a book. I spit my first and ace man. When you stand in a booth, you look like a tube. Your flows will spit your waste time. Nobody round here can match this. Bounce on a beat, take a bird in the mattress. Got flows, I'm here. For the hat check, rappers get snapped, they're gonna get slapped quick. Rack beats with a sword like Rambo. Smoke cartoons up on a Lambo. Chase point like we're chasing the rainbow. You want bars and you wanna hear limbos.
So we running your lip and trying to start shit and say you're done with the fighting. We got flows in hit and we like to spark quick cause we're like thunder and lightning. From the estates and we'll do what it takes. Leave you in a state of wonder or excitement. All you do is spoof, we spit so much truth that you'd be stunned and enlightened. All real and legit, you keep talking shit then you'll be scummed and frightened. No different for the rest of the sheep in the streets. Seen a hunter just like him. You boys are wee pups, get hit up for cuts and fall. When you're hit by the Titans, when we jump on the booth, we've been knocking out tunes that hit like Ali and Tyson. Young Irish drink, old English, well known up in Kulak and Finglas. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, son, cause we will cut off your fingers. Young Irish drink, old English, well known up in Kulak and Finglas. Don't bite the hand that feeds you, son, cause we will cut off your fingers.
From the Belfast Glenman and the Rainbow Slice guy, it's coming in the ones. So everybody, you know what to do. Show your full support. It's part of the way tune, it's coming. We'll get there. We'll get more new songs coming, but we're looking forward to this songs coming out. So everybody, you know what to do.
Do you think it's going to number one?
It's going to go to number one through the way.
What do you think of it?
Can I ask you a serious question?
Fantastic.
Here? Who was better, the Lambo or Grandma?
The both of them.
No.
Don't let him pull us against each other. He always had his work at one.
Good answer, mate.
Do you know one of them?
What?
Do you know who I'm thinking of? Who's better?
Don't even go there. Because Glenn Bay's watching this, so watch what you say.
I was just testing you, mate.
Yeah, Macaulay, Jennifer McCrory.
Oh, here we go.
Jennifer awesome McCrory, my mate, legend. Shout out. All the Glenn Bay family, we love yous.
Make sure you all go and follow Burnsy's TikTok.
Oh, why?
What do you think about his rapping?
His rapping's coming well, so it is.
He's getting there, isn't
he? He's getting there. The tune,
but see the more hair. Your voice goes.
Yeah.
Your voice will get higher on the mix.
Yeah.
If you're on stage, like in the Fiella or wherever, you will get there.
Yeah.
It'll get more better. It'll come.
Can you give 100%. Any advice to young up-and-coming artists, Burnsy? Young up-and-coming rappers. What's your advice to them?
Just to keep your voices high as you can to sing. But see us here going down low? No.
No,
you go higher.
You have to be heard.
You have to be heard out there.
Go hard or go home.
100%. No, you go higher. You don't come down low. Bring your voice up.
Yeah.
Sing it out loud.
If you want to raise up.
Same nice, saying his voice was down low, you lift that out.
Yeah.
You can't be sitting singing down low. No. You go high. If you want to go low. Yes.
You do a bit of singing, don't you, Burnsy?
Oh, what?
I've actually seen you singing.
You rap, Burnsy?
I can sing all different sitting, songs.
See, if I read you a rap, would you rap it? If I wrote you one today, could you rap it?
Burnsy, so here, wait here. We're actually, Burnsy, me and you are sitting with rap royalty here.
Yep.
We and you are, I'm privileged to be sitting with these lads here. They're the top dogs.
I know.
The dog house. You're in the
dog
house.
Pound.
Who was the first, rapper you've ever heard of in the North/Northern Ireland?
Say me.
It was all different.
Well, he was up early. He was one of them. He was one of the
don't
first
be
ones.
Like him.
No.
He was one of the first ones, wasn't he? Because Liam was rapping, but he didn't want to put Nan out.
Oh.
And I'd be right in saying
that. I was loving him when I heard Liam. I was like, acting him the fuck.
When I first heard him, my mates got
young Irish drink old English. What was it called? Young Irish drink old English.
First
cut off your fingers.
First tune was up, million views in 5 days or something.
Doing well.
Million views all on both on Facebook and TikTok 5 days.
See if you get more views on the next videos, you'll do well. I promise you.
That song got us so much opportunity. That was what got us to
create. But that was Facebook. See, TikTok now just goes boom.
You're on TikTok too.
I am.
Do you notice the difference in the audiences in TikTok and Instagram?
It's TikTok and Instagram for me. Like that,
like underage.
That video that I did.
We don't say anything. Hotbox.
It's got over 100k views, and I've never got anywhere near that before. Like,
we can't say I'm bad.
I feel like on TikTok, you're more of a chance of being
on Facebook, you have to rely on people sharing your shit. We're on TikTok
with numbers,
but you actually don't know more on TikTok. If you have a Facebook page, you can just post your stuff as reels.
Listen,
it just works like TikTok.
But see, Facebook's down, like for videos, it's down off.
If you're posting reels, but
trust me, it still does. TikTok is.
Me and his went viral more on Facebook than on TikTok.
That's because you have like fucking 40,000 followers on Facebook. See, on TikTok, you can have zero followers.
I know.
Put a video up, and I'll just go boom.
Yeah.
I feel like you're right.
Like Instagram's
sort of the same.
Jack, you call him, right?
You remember my old page?
Yeah.
That was the page, wasn't it? Like,
yeah.
That was
if you ever meet this guy on TikTok, he's amazing. He won't see the many likes that he got last night. The views was coming in. Like, it was near 400 last night on his TikTok live with my mate Mal.
Mal, the one that does
the singing.
The dance?
Me Mal?
No. Mal, he sings with the guitar.
Oh, right.
So, if anybody sees that guy, Jack, on TikTok, he has ginger hair, please follow him as well. He's a legend of TikTok.
Jalvis? Jack,
he's ginger hair.
What do you mean, Jalvis?
But you call him ginger on
Jordan
TikTok.
Devane? What do you think of him?
Jordan Devane?
Aye.
Who's that?
I don't think
Jalvis, that. Jalvis Pavis?
Oh, yeah. I've seen
from
some.
One music,
I've already met. Here.
Is he?
So, Kobe, right? Yeah. I've already met Alexander Burke, Sher Cole. Louis
Alexander
Walsh,
Burks has good mates.
Beyonce, Ronan Keating. I've already met all these people.
Ronan Keating.
Right. What about them? What about them?
They met you. You mean
they're my famous friends?
Wayne
Rooney, Colleen Rooney.
She was an I'm a celebrity.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Brilliant. I love.
I'm a celebrity. If you got the call up, Jake, you could do 2 weeks in the jungle.
No, wouldn't I? I have a collapse.
We're here, Bernie. We're thinking of running our own one. I'm a celebrity, but it's down the Moor Mountains. we're going to get like you, me, Slay, Greyman. We're getting Cavi Forax.
We're
all
going to
the Moor Mountains.
TV show.
And you have to bring up and vote someone out. Who are you voting out?
I'd be the first one. Only Paul
Darragh.
I'd be fucked out.
We'll get Young Spence. Who's the first out?
Like, we got to be voted out first.
Who do you have favourite the world?
You have to leave us some girls in the camp.
Who'd win it, Bernsey?
Slayer, Forex.
Rainbow Slayer, Grandma, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It's easy. But you have to eat the food first.
I'd do a Bruce Tucker trail here.
Here, so what did he dig him out? Dirty fucking chancellors and caterpillars and all?
Kangaroo balls.
Yeah.
A bit of fucking garlic.
I remember... I'm not going to say the place because I still get out of this day, but got a cheese and chicken baguette a few years ago.
This is a bad shout out.
Did you ever see the paper that they give you? And it's like, there was a wee beetle running about when I opened up the chippy paper to eat it. What the fuck? Like, how's there a beetle in your fucking?
A beetle?
A beetle.
Like a black one?
Aye. Just crawling across.
Did you ever get that Chinese bami on Antrim Road? The Chinese what's on the left? I got Sansui chicken the other night when it was over in the Mater, A&E. There was a big bone in the Sansui chicken.
Fuck me.
What have seen the size of your fucking
thing? I'm going for a Chinese.
Happy House, Chinese car works on it.
Stay away.
Call me Kabablo.
Here, any nice Chinese down your way?
There's a few. There's
best place for Chinese.
Golden Palace, and there's a few other places.
Benny's Restaurant, Dublin Road. It's great.
What's the nicest food place in Lurgan, Coley B?
Chili kebab.
Chili kebab. Good shit.
Chili kebab.
What's your go to in there now? Next meat?
Connor at one. Connor's probably at that.
Shout out
McGuire.
They do the nicest pizzas in the town and the nicest garlic dip.
If you have to have a nice
in a kebab shop.
Oh, it's a kebab shop.
Oh, I mean, that's one of your kebabs. Have to try and sell a ring in it. You never try and sell your burgers, check them out.
I would sell burgers in a kebab shop.
Woodville Road, pizzas, lethal. So are kebabs.
But you know here, do you know what the best sunbed shop is in the fucking world?
Where?
Happy Way Drag Road.
Top of way, man.
Infinity Boutique, Tan Salon. Yeah. That's the best, where you get the best sunbeds. I'm telling you,
I've never been on a sunbed, as you can tell, boys.
I'm a same boat, mate.
What's
the best sunbed you've done in your life? There's only like 10 minutes, 15 minutes down the Adam Road one.
Well,
have you ever done one in here?
No.
You want to see these ones up the stairs here? Tell me, they're good.
So when's it, any new music coming out? Is that the one, the exclusive?
Well, there's a wee sneak peek of one. Me and Babs actually have two, mate.
Well, I've actually been making tunes.
He's
making
been flat out.
More than rapping lately. Like, I've took a good wee while off writing lyrics and just learn
writing down stuff.
Learn how to actually make the beats.
Yes. Get them into your head and then listen in the car when you're driving
about. That's what we do. But what I do now is make the beats because I'm sick of like getting copyrighted.
Produce them. Yeah.
You don't get producers.
That's a smart idea, actually.
I'm the manager.
Yeah.
The manager sort of thing.
You have something that's your own. Here,
is there managers about this place that take fucking rappers under the wing and give them a hand.
I had a manager for about a week. Did you ever hear the band picture this?
Yeah.
I had their manager and I fucking let him down.
Hi, I'm Darren Marlar, host of the Weird Darkness podcast. I want to talk about the most important tool in my podcast belt. Spreaker is the all-in-one platform that makes it easy to record, host, and distribute your show everywhere, from Apple Podcasts to Spotify. But the real game changer for me was Spreaker's monetization. Spreaker offers dynamic ad insertion. That means you can automatically insert ads into your episodes. No editing required. And with Spreaker's programmatic ads, they'll bring the ads to you, and you get paid for every download. This turned my podcasting hobby into a full-time career. Spreaker also has a premium subscription model where your most dedicated listeners can pay for bonus content or early access, adding another revenue stream to what you're already doing. And the best part, Spreaker grows with you. Whether you're just starting out or running a full-blown podcast network, Spreaker's powerful tools scale effortlessly as your show grows. So if you're ready to podcast like a pro and get paid while doing it, check out Spreaker.com. That's Spreaker.com.
One time, it's the worst mistake of my life. I let him down one time. It was an hour late. I was meant to meet him at Limelight. I let him down. He never contacted me again. He was taking me to Dublin 6 months.
That was the last one.
Here, people, if you know Cam McCauley from TikTok, make sure you follow Cam McCauley. He's a legend. Everybody get yourselves down to Limelight on the 7th of March. Get your tickets booked now with him. And come down and show your full support for him. I'm going down myself with him and a couple of birds so I'm here ladies. If any of these boys want to go down, get your tickets on the scene right now.
Wait there. I need to pull Slice up on this because he asked me to put this out and I know he's
Nah,
gone.
Don't be saying him. I didn't say him.
Right,
he's full of balls.
No, if any females,
he's full of balls.
If there's any females out there, right, because he said he would do it and now he's going to lap it. But
this is what he said, right?
Slay says he will be the male model
100%
for a scene. If anyone wants to message him,
I'll take his up in the offer.
If you can use him for clout.
I've got the stamina too, like, you know what I mean?
So he's fit as a fiddle. Anyone out there that wants
to get
it?
He's going to get all sorts of messages from all the wee dirts. OnlyFans going to be taxing label.
He says, I
want to get
some. Mitch, your dick's going to be on the internet forever.
That's all right. Sure, I'm already on the internet forever.
If you're, you are.
Listen, this is the way I'm going to put it down to you.
All right.
For.
Go ahead, Slice.
The reason I was talking to Gavin about this is because I says I wanted to get, it's on my bucket list. I see people, wee girls, and they're They're making a fortune off OnlyFans. I don't even want money. I just want to be involved.
She just wants to bang. I just want to.
Not even. Not even. Not one of them fucking 100, what are you, 101 day ones either. None of that.
Like, none of the Bonnie
Blues. If anyone's ever stuck and you need a male model.
Do you want me to sell to someone for
you? Give me a shout. Oh,
I'll sell. So Slice is looking, he's looking at a female who does OnlyFans and he's looking to be in the, hanging out the back of her for some content. You don't even have to give him the money.
Want a penny.
Do you want
he's not even going to, if you don't want his face, he'll wear a balaclava.
You can tie me up like a turkey.
Balaclava's just for walking.
Does your man watch this podcast?
It's only for skiing.
Don't know. Not all of them. Sometimes.
Granny and Mummy Slice.
Burnsy's right. One. He should be our manager.
Yeah, Mummy Slice.
Mummy Slice manager too. Just
Burnsy has some manager.
I'll speak to you after about that one.
Burnsy's our new manager. Would you be our manager? What? Would you be able to sort us like gigs and all out, but so we don't need to do it ourselves?
I can talk to
Phil,
okay? Who I know.
I go down to. I know.
Put in a good word for me, Burnsy.
And then
I'll go and support this.
No, get Cody Dion too.
Do you want in this fucking away video too?
Oh, aye, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
If you want,
that would be like me and Cody Dion.
He's
there
too. If anyone
else,
he'd take
a separate video like you know, different times.
Get them ready.
Yeah, for the feeler.
For the feeler, and learn them in your head. And if you start driving about your cars,
what's the difference between the feeler and the flat?
John,
one's over in north, one's in the west.
Down. Just two different. Is that all it is?
Yeah.
It's celebrating the same thing.
Yeah, basically.
So flat's our horn, isn't it?
This is John Boy. Everyone's waddling them off for a cup.
But there's loads of ones down south as well.
Picture on master.
Caliman, everyone wants him. Everyone wants to see who.
Well, okay, here, Caliman, what's happening there?
He's the man. He's the one that.
See,
to be honest, see about him, we want to meet a bag for episode one. That's fair. So he's the man. He's getting nervous, John, aren't you?
Fucking ready, I'm the only man. I see. I was just focused on the carrot at the minute. You know what I mean? This
but,
is my mate.
So, mate, what's it like working with a working class pod?
Bunch of fucking headers. It's smart. These bastards have got me
on. Yeah, I'll all nervous. So, John has a YouTube channel. If anyone wants to check it out, let the geek speak. He makes Batman, Robin, Spider-Man, all suits. He's not shy behind the camera.
You're good at drawing. I just make costumes, guys, and if you want to go follow it or whatever, don't judge me on anything or the voices.
Because he puts away American voice no longer, because all his audiences are Americans, so he puts away corny voice on.
That's what I have to say.
Yeah,
I respect the
shit out of it. Didn't you get recognized for the first time in the
after
term?
The
before? No.
Oh, but for the costume.
He got recognized by his YouTube channel when he was like.
That was weird. That felt good. But it felt class, but then you don't know what to talk about. Like, when people come up to you and say, like, here, oh, you're such a, like, yeah. They say, oh, here, thank you. Do you like it? Oh, what do you say up there?
I know.
Do you hug them? Do you shake their hand? Do you sit and talk?
You just be like,
can I just say?
It.
Oh, that's all you really class.
Can I just say? See who my biggest fans are? The fucking gypsies.
Fuck off. Actually,
I swear to God, my team travelers.
My mates are big fan of you. Who, my mate?
Is he a gypsy?
No.
see, travellers, see if you're a traveller guy. They stopped me and Greg the other day and they were like, that's you from the podcast. I says, it is, all right.
Well, actually.
Says, and then it was the dad and the kids all came in and then the dad's like, I'm jumping. And then seeing the Sloans, about five traveller guys, it's just only one stop me seeing the travellers. I was in A&E. Oh, that's you from the podcast. They all fucking love me.
They could just be Southerners or something. Like
no, they're travellers, man. I know. But I love travellers.
My ex door neighbour said to me, I watched the Mal one the other day. She was to shout at Sinead. But she wasn't. She says, hey, that was fucking love. Because Mal's her son's best mate. She said, I never would have thought my ex neighbour even watch anything like that.
Do you want to know what it is, mate? Because we don't, like, everyone can relate to it. It's because we don't give a fuck.
Oh. But even having Cody being grandma, like, who, whatever, put. Like, as the guy.
Lurgan's famous.
And fucking Burnsy. This is what it's all about.
Yeah, it's
let's
great.
Let's get in for the last few minutes. Love yous, everybody.
Make
sure that the John Boy, the cameraman, the
goal. Woo!
Cody B, Lurgan's finest. Shout out to everyone in Lurgan.
Shankle's finest. New Barsley's finest. Antrim Road's finest.
Andy Towns finest.
George from New Barnsley as well, but I am the finest. He's the second finest.
He is the finest.
Kirk Marnie, shout out to somewhere in there. Give him a wee
here. See the other thing? See Leanne McCauley, Javon McCauley, Alison Payne, Katrina McMullen, Ashley McMullen, and Glenvey, and all the rest of the teachers. Tell you is what. This guy used to work in Glenvey, Rainbow Slice. Everybody, you know what to do. Follow this guy and follow the Glenvey page.
Follow this guy too.
Attendee.
Big shout out to Glenvey.
Get
all
our pages up and running.
Yo, Burnsy.
So follow the pages.
Before we go, what's in the future for yourself,
big man? Future of myself, well, this was one of my things on my bucket list when I've achieved it, to get it on a podcast, so we've ticked that off.
We had the best podcast as well.
Yeah, best podcast.
We're getting big views.
I know yous are.
It is what it is. People don't like to admit it, but we actually do get
one of the better ones.
Two more different eyes on the tunes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's good that way. Like,
greatly, yeah.
See, the thing is, mate, and I will say it's a podcast is for everyone.
Yeah.
Not certain types of people.
Yeah.
I get to see it. Like, there's a lot of seeing people jumping around podcasts, but I like bringing on people who have never been on a podcast.
Yeah.
And that's what gets views, mate. It's people, yeah. Oh, fuck, that's him. Yeah. I see.
That's what makes it
authentic people.
Yeah,
you know
authentic,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then say as well, people that you never would have thought you'd seen on a podcast, people going, fuck, here, they actually brought him on or him on.
Yeah.
Because that's people that people actually want to watch.
Yeah.
Rather than just see it. There's so many podcasts with the same guest.
Yeah.
You could go and watch it 10 times over.
Yeah, you could, yeah.
We like to do stuff a wee bit different. And
people
can relate to it, mate.
Yeah, it's great. It's great.
It's working.
Yeah, it seems like it is. And it seems to be just going from strength to strength. Do you know what I mean?
Food talk, kangaroo balls.
It is, bro.
It's on the rise. Like, especially all the rap scene over here. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The podcast scene's fucking growing probably bigger than the rap scene.
Yeah.
Now you're on both big man. Do you know what I mean?
But here, see, to be honest, like, see, when we come into podcasting, we didn't come in where we weren't like big fucking. We didn't have a big following.
I know. Just
men were nothing. Like, started from zero followers. We're not some big comedian that has all these.
Started
from the bottom, worked it up.
Yep, yeah. 100%.
Fucking sitting like near 30k on TikTok.
Yeah, it's nuts.
Near 17k on Instagram.
Before you wrap up, let me say everything in the mix.
Just want to give a big shout out to John Quake, helping me produce lately, learning me a lot of stuff. Shout out to me and man.
Do you want to shout anyone out?
Yeah. What's crack, Cody B here. I just want to give a big shout out to everyone in Lurgan. I have so many people. Shout outs to my family, my mum, my dad, my brothers, my sisters, aunties and uncles. When everyone in Lurgan sees us, they're going to go mental, so they are.
Anything coming out for Coley B in the future?
I have music videos coming out. I have new tracks coming out. I'm going to hopefully get on a few shows. I might need to speak to you about that there, 100%, do you know what I mean?
100%.
Get on a few shows. Get on a few shows.
Burns, your next? Any shout-outs?
Oh, I just want to give a big shout-out to the Beast, the fella who I know on TikTok. If anybody wants to follow the Beast, you call him, on TikTok, please follow this guy. He's a legend. He's doing a lot of charity things.
Oh, Mr. Beast, is it?
For kids.
Mr. Beast from America?
He does like Scotland all over.
Yeah.
But he's doing it for kids.
Mr. Beast on YouTube.
Yeah.
Mr. the biggest YouTuber in the world. American anyway.
Is that who you're shouting out?
He does really it. I'm shouting out to all yous. Victoria Clemens, Victoria Brown, Alison Payne, Javon McCrory, Leon McCauley, all the teachers, all the kids from Glenvey and all the parents.
Shout out to Shankle.
And I want to give a big shout out to all the ones from West Belfast, the ones in the Sloan's Bar, down the Wayford Bar,
down the Farrell's Bar, all the ladies,
round the whole world. Swear to God, I want to give you a big shout out.
All the ladies, they love it.
So all you ladies want to get following my page, get my followers up.
Shut up.
Please rate up and eat the numbers up and get the likes up. Describe our pages. Follow the Grim Man. Follow Gavin Burns. Follow Rainbow Slice. Follow Kobe Lee. Follow John Boy's page. Get us all up and running. And see this here, people who has fake accounts of me on TikTok. Please get it down now. You don't even know me. And see Jay Taylor. I'm going to slap you now, see you, son. Big Ten. Get it off your page,
get
now.
Get it off.
Or else.
Yo. And Jay Miggle, you're another one. Jay Carmiggle, you're another one. You're going to get slapped.
Nice. Go ahead. Any shout-outs? You've calmed down on the shout-outs. I had to have a word room a couple weeks ago.
The reason being is because how many people come up to me during the week and say, here, can you shout me out? So I have no shout out to all the wee kids that came up to Amelia's Kitchen. Fucking legends. That's all I have to say. Shout out to wee Lucas. His birthday was yesterday. Happy 8th birthday to wee Lucas. God bless you all.
Happy birthday, wee man.
And shout out to all the people watching. Love yous to bits.
See, for me, shout outs, don't do them.
That's
it, folks.
Keep her that, lads.
Oh, yeah, but is there a bog in here?
See my shout outs? Don't do them.